history of man is a history of power and ambition. The famous leaders of the past were often power seekers, trying to gather as large a number of people as possible to rule. Some were called tyrants, but many were called great leaders. But they all shared that ability to achieve power and to keep it. Niccolo Machiavelli, famous writer and political philosopher from the Italian Renaissance, wrote one of the most famous guides on how to achieve power and how to be a successful ruler. His ideas have inspired debate for centuries, because he claimed that in order for a man to achieve power and hold on to that power, he must be ready to use whatever methods necessary. And since his book, The Prince, was first published, the name Machiavelli has been associated with ruthless politics, manipulation, and the achievement of power by any means.
In order to maintain his state, a prince is often forced to act in defiance of good faith, of charity, of kindness, of religion. He should not deviate from what is good if that is possible, but he should know how to do evil if that is necessary.
Today, the word Machiavellian is a negative term used to describe someone deceitful, manipulative, and who will do whatever it takes to achieve their political goals. But did Machiavelli really have such a cynical view of power and politics? Machiavelli lived during a time when Italy was tormented by vicious leaders and power struggles. He had seen Italy experience years of political chaos. Machiavelli believed that what his country needed was stability. The Prince was written as a guide for how an ambitious prince could achieve power and maintain that power in order to bring stability to his country. He believed a strong leader was necessary to bring about that stability. And he believed that any actions to protect the country's stability, even actions which were cruel or tyrannical, were justified. The 26 chapters of The Prince discuss the qualities a leader should have in order to keep his power. Machiavelli offers this advice to a prince. Power. Have a strong military and be willing to act fearlessly. Reputation. Don't be concerned with having a good reputation. Stability and strength is most important, not whether the prince is loved by his people. Generosity. It is better to be stingy than generous. People who are ruled by a generous prince will only become greedy for more. Fear. Fear is more powerful than love, Machiavelli explains.
It would be best to be both loved and feared. But since the two rarely come together, anyone compelled to choose will find greater security in being feared than in being loved. Avoid hatred. A leader who is respected by his people will have stronger protection than from having the strongest army. Additionally, a prince who avoids hatred from nobles is less likely to be challenged by conspirators. Be a fox and a lion. Be clever like the fox, who is able to discover a trap, but show the courage of the lion, who is able to drive off the wolves.
Were Machiavelli's ideas a how-to guide for tyrants or a realistic portrayal of politics? Well, maybe a little of both. Whatever the case, Machiavelli's ideas have had a profound influence on leaders throughout history. The word Machiavellian is a word that will be part of our vocabulary for a long time.